From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria Sunday, killing 30 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which uses a network of sources throughout Syria to track violence there, said the Islamic State group was operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. The coalition of warplanes supporting Iraq's military in its push to regain territory from Islamic State fighters has conducted more than 2,300 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since August, according to data from the U.S. Defense Department. Doctors in Zambia say newly elected President Edgar Lungu, 58, needs treatment abroad for a condition that caused him to collapse Sunday while giving a speech to commemorate International Women's Day. The Zambian president, his office says Mr. Lungu is suffering from achalasia, an illness that leads to narrowing of the food pipe. Statement Monday said doctors have recommended the president undergo a high-tech medical procedure that is offered abroad. A group of 47 U.S. Republican senators warned Iran Monday that any nuclear deal it negotiates with President Barack Obama could last only until he leaves office in 2017. In a letter to Tehran, the Republican group said that if any agreement now being negotiated with the U.S. and five other world powers is not approved by Congress, it would consider the pact as nothing more than an executive agreement between Mr. Obama and Iran's nuclear leader. The Republicans said without congressional approval of a nuclear deal with Iran, the next U.S. president could revoke it with the stroke of a pen. This is VOA News. A United Nations report has found that Australia's asylum seeker policies violate international conventions against torture. A UN special rapporteur has been particularly scathing about an Australian-run immigration center in Papua New Guinea, where an inmate was killed last year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's asylum policies have been scrutinised by the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendes. His report criticises Canberra for detaining children and for failing to stop the escalating violence and tension at the regional processing centre at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Mendes has concluded that the rights of the asylum seekers have been violated because they're exposed to cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment. The UN report also criticises Australia's maritime policies that allow for asylum seekers to be held in arbitrary detention at sea without access to lawyers. Immigration officials have rejected the notion that the government's stance breaches international conventions. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
An Indian news channel ran a silent on-air protest late Sunday after the government banned the station from airing a BBC documentary about the brutal rape of a Delhi student in 2012. NDTV was scheduled to show India's Daughter Sunday night, but instead simply broadcast the title of the film in red and white against a black background for about an hour. NDTV's editorial director tweeted before the television protest, he said, "We won't shout, but we will be heard." The documentary by British filmmaker Leslie Udwin was scheduled to mark International Women's Day. The film includes an interview with Mukesh Singh, one of the convicted rapists of the Delhi student. An independent commission concluded Monday that disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong would not have even won seven straight Tour de France titles without top cycling officials covering up test results, showing he was injecting steroids to boost his performance. The fallen 43-year-old cycling hero now admits that he took banned substances. But while he was winning the grueling annual race through the French Alps and into Paris, 1999 to 2005, he rebuffed allegations that he was cheating. South Korean President Park Geun-hye on Monday visited hospitalized U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert, who was slashed in a knife attack last week by an activist and North Korean sympathizer. Authorities said Sunday that the suspect, 55-year-old Kim Jong, will be facing possible attempted murder charges when he is convicted. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.